This is Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Halloween is tomorrow. Have you prepared your Halloween costume? If not, and you're short on ideas, there's a place to shop that's quite different from the seasonal pop-up store. It's Pierre's Costumes between Race Street and the Ben Franklin Bridge in Philadelphia.
It is the old pretzel factory, which has been converted over into our workspace. If you go all the way back, it was a horse stable once upon a time.
That's Jennifer Velosin, head designer at Pierre's, a city block long and home to over 1 million costumes, plus makeup and accessories. There's a showroom, sewing studio, and warehouse Velosin refers to as the closet.
We are three full stories up of clothing here. We go back the length of the entire building with all of our costumes. It is a huge closet. We basically get to use to play dress up with our customers every single day.
And oh, the possibilities. Velosin says there isn't anything they don't have. Want to get your Game of Thrones on? No problem. Feeling a bit Marie Antoinette? Pierre's could outfit a fleet of Maries, including hair, makeup, and alterations. Swords, wigs, hats, cloaks, feathers, and fur, yep, all there. Plus,
here is our novelty section. So you're going to have Elvis in here. You're going to have Marilyn Monroe. You're going to have Dr. Evil, as well as our superheroes. The typical Halloween costume.
And what about the gore? A simple walk over to the makeup counter to meet with costumer Jordan Anderson and...
Gore is a lot of fun. Gore is so easy and it's so cheap. Like, you just need some tissues and some liquid latex and blood, and you can make yourself look horrid.
fake blood, I hope.
Fake blood, yes. Don't use real blood. That would be very not okay.
I'm glad he said that. So what do these costume experts wear on Halloween? Anderson says he might be Beyonce. Velosin says she'll take a pass after putting in 70-hour weeks lately. Plus, she has to rest up for Santa season. Pierre's sells red suits, hats, boots, and beards beginning November 1st.